I'm an intellectual. I'm an intellectual. I'm an intellectual. Yo, it's your boy Kim. Question: have you gotten your FYI merch yet? Yes, Fly Young Intellectual now has merch available for purchase on our website at www.flyyoungintellectual.com. Head over there and cop your merch today, where we inform, inspire, and interact through not only conversation, but through design. Peace.
Yo, 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 what's going on, people? It's your boy, Kim, and welcome back to the official last episode of 2020 on the Fly Young Intellectual Podcast. It's officially January. It's December 31st, 2020. I am currently back home in the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas right now, to be specific, and just basically resetting, realigning, grounding, and gearing up for the new year. So wanted to get on here and give y'all, you know, a wrap up and communicate that to you all. I hope y'all had a great year. 2020 has been an interesting year, man. It's been a tough one in many ways, and it's challenged us in a lot of ways as well. And y'all gonna hear these different different elements of soundscape of St. Thomas. You're gonna hear, you know, you can hear like the hammer in the background. You're gonna hear some cars passing by. I'm outside, man, you know, sitting outside on the porch, catching a vibe over here on the avenue. 8th Street, so it's another day, another beautiful day to be alive, and why not be home in the Virgin Islands? So, back to the topic, man. I know for a lot of people it was a tough year, for everybody in some form. The year started out rough, a lot of deaths, a lot of heartbreak, sorrow. And that's when we really realize, like, at the jump, like, man, this might be a year like we've never seen, you know. And I can speak for myself, I've never seen something like that, where, you know, the bad news considerably outweighs the good, it seemed, at some points in time. I know for sure, if we were to go back to, like, January, just, you know, my principal and one of my teachers, he passed, and I had seen him at his daughter's wedding last year, and he was relatively young, mid-50s, had an asthma attack as he was about to board a flight. Rest in peace, Mr. Ekpe. Then, you know, Kobe died, and you know, I've spoken on that. I had a whole episode about that. And yeah, you know, it was just a place where at that point, it was like, damn, you know, heroes are dying. And it continued the whole year, you know. A lot of our big name black legends transitioned, passed on. And in that regard, I think it really, for me, really made me realize that, you know, mortality and life is it's something that we avoid the conversation about, but it's real, right? You know, just being able to come to terms that everything that we are doing currently is for a time, it's for a season. You know, we don't know when that season will be up, so that's why you want to go as hard as you can. You want to limit the amount of we want to limit the amount of complaining, and we want to eliminate the distractions, because we have a mission, and we don't know when that mission will be up. We don't know when we'll be called. And like somebody like a Kobe, you know, for him to have a, you know, illustrious basketball career, and then seamlessly transition one of the best transitions I've ever seen from, you know, basketball to post-basketball, where he took his mindset, the Mamba mentality, and took it to another level, and took it to another space. And in the writing and the film world, winning, you know what I'm saying, awards off the bat, just because he's put in the same level of dedication and vigor into what he was doing. So it transcended basketball, and he took it with his personal life. And that was what Mamba mentality was to him. It wasn't just about basketball. It was about being able to fight through those walls of doubt, and fight through those walls of oppression and difficulty to obtain and to accomplish the goals set out in front. So that was a big loss. But with every loss, we're trying to make lessons out of them, and try to repurpose these losses to make sure that we are learning from them. So, rest in peace again to Kobe. Rest in peace, Mr. Ekpe. That was January and February. And then, of course, you know, this pandemic hits in March, and the whole world comes to an abrupt stop. Right, this the first time in my 30 years that I've ever had the opportunity to sit still, like be mandated essentially to sit still, right? Not just like of my own choice, but it came in as a good opportunity to be able to align myself to really dissect and take the bigger picture and subdivide it and knock some things out that I needed to knock out. And we use life as an excuse, because life is life, in right? Life's gonna life. Things are gonna come up, distractions are gonna come up, things are gonna happen where we are concentrating on those things that the goal and the objective might not be directly in front of us at that point in time. And that's just human nature. That's just life. But the pandemic allowed us to really stop and smell the roses. I think it, though obviously a lot of people are being negatively affected by it and dying and all of these kind of things. So I'm not here to make light of it at all. But on the flip side, I think the ability to be able to sit still, and only if you were taking time to sit still and taking advantage of it, right? Because there were people who the pandemic hit and they just, you know, whatever, it's pandemic, you know, it's the worst year, 2020. And I'm going to be transparent, you know, when it first hit by March, April, you know, in my mind, I'm saying the same thing at that point. You know, I had a human moment as well, where I'm like, man, 2020 is the worst year ever. You know, could it get any worse? Da 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 da. And I kind of got stuck in that negative funk. And then I had to realize that life is still going to go on. We still have things to do. We still have to obtain as much as we can. You know, if you really let 2020 pass and you don't do anything when you look back, you know what I'm saying? Just in the name of a pandemic being the reason, I don't think that's a good enough reason. But at the same time, I understand that everybody's not able to be able to operate at a high level with so much chaos around. So, you know, I'm not judging anybody who's doing that either. You know, whatever, however you got through the pandemic, you know, you made it. Good for you. You got to the end of the year. It's about to be over. We're going into a new year. So, you know, give yourself a pat on the back. Kudos to you. That's a blessing. And if you made it to this day, today, you know, you don't take that for granted. With that being said, we have to figure out now ways to improve upon 2020, whatever that meant for you. And for me, you know, I was glad to be able to put a lot into my company, be able to re-harvest and acclimate with some people that we've been a little distant. And, you know, I think the pandemic brought some humanity back in a lot of ways, because at the end of the day, COVID isn't just affecting rich people, poor people, it's affecting everybody. So that classist, even though, you know, there's ways, they're finding ways to, you know, continue making it classist or whatever, for the most part, the classism had to go out the window, because everybody is being negatively affected by this. We're all in the same pot. And, you know, you can't look down and say, oh, well, hey, I'm the rich guy up on the hill, I don't have to worry about it. No, you have to wear your mask too. You're susceptible to it too, you know. So I think it allowed people to bring back a level of care, to bring back a level of attention, just paying attention, you know. With the masks now, you have to listen a little more intently. You can't read people's lips. You can't just, you know, you have to, hey, what did you say? Could you say that again? Can you repeat that? You have to kind of hold eye contact. You know, you almost have to kind of smize and just to not come off as, like, you know, standoffish or whatever. Like, you know, we all have on these masks. So for the other person to understand, like, hey, I come in peace, I'm friendly, I'm trying to, you know, I just need to interact with you to get through my day, whatever that looks like, whether you're at the grocery store, whether you're at the gas station, whatever, you know, I think it brought back a certain level of humanity. You know, I think the reset for the world was important, you know, environmentally. You know, a lot of nature was, I think nature itself was happy. You know, pollution went down, and, you know, waters got blue again. You know, these things that we take for granted, we thought we're, like, done, you know what I'm saying? But the fact that the world as an entity came to a halt, you know, factories stopped making things for a while, and, you know, all these different aspects of the infrastructure of what it is that we live off of that actually affects us negatively in a lot of ways came to a halt, you know, especially for that first couple months. And that reset was important. It was a hard reset, you know, just press the button, essentially, kind of vibe, and come to a halt. And I just want everybody to really dig into becoming their better self this year, up and coming 2021. And hopefully, you know, it's not just about career, it's not just about, you know, it's not just about the physical aspect, but the mental. I hope you took the time out to really find your inner strength, to find your to find your purpose, really, you know. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to have all the answers, but I hope, you know, you took the time out to really just do something for you during this pandemic. Outside of just the pandemic, we had, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, I think, hit its apex with all these police shootings and all this stuff that was going on as well. And of course, once again, we were all at the crib, just online, seeing what was going on. So the light was shown on a lot more things that were going on right in front of us, you know. So like a George Floyd and all these kind of people. And George, you know, he was the tipping point for a lot of the revolution. And the revolution really has been televised, where our people have been demanding, not protesting, but demanding change and demanding another level and demanding justice and demanding transparency. And that's I think that was important. That's why the Revolution Collection was so important to me, that we did with Flying Intellectual, because I felt convicted that we needed that inspiration, and I just wanted to find a medium to be able to experiment and to relay and convey that. So the Revolution Edition capsule for me was very gratifying, because just being able to wear that gives me a sense of pride. It's almost like a shield, you know. Let me put on my Revolution shield today. You know, I know I'm gonna get some dirty looks from some white people, but I know I'm also gonna get some empowered vibes. And I've gotten both, you know what I'm saying? I've been blessed to be able to walk into stores or people send me pictures and tell me stories of them wearing it and getting questions or whatever. And that's what it's about, man. Creating spaces for conversation, designing with inspiration and information at the forefront. For me, that's what it's about for me. And, you know, 2021, just going to continue to push the envelope. Another proud moment for me this year was definitely the mental health conversations that we had on the podcast. Had some people on the podcast who were transparent enough and open enough to have, you know, that dialogue and to bare their souls for the bigger picture and the ultimate sacrifice of putting yourself out there to help others know that, hey man, you're not the only one going through this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all need to be mindful and we all need to be aware, self-aware enough to know that, hey, our mental health is important. It's of the utmost importance. And we should take the time out to be delving into it. We should be taking the time out to seek therapy. We should be taking the time out to find outlets and creative ways to take care of that. Because you take care of that, it'll take care of you in the long run. And so I really want to thank those guests for coming on. And we're going to do another season of that, part two, and get more deeper into it. Probably have some mental health professionals, preferably Black, on the show to make sure that we are getting the highest level of information and we're elevating and continuing to level up and add value to the Flying Intellectual podcast. So that was another like really beautiful moment this year. And I don't want it to be just a negative Nancy outlook, because there was a lot of beauty in the year as well, if you looked for it. And as you know when it comes to growing and farming and, you know, agriculture, you can do everything right, but if you don't fertilize the ground, you're probably not going to grow much of anything, right? So a lot of times the farmers and growers, they use manure to fertilize, and manure is shit for people who don't know, you know what I'm saying? So imagine you're taking something that's really the afterthought, right? It's the bottom of the barrel stuff. This is literally like nobody wants to play with shit. Nobody likes shit. But you could take some manure and you can add that to your soil and fertilize it, and out of that can something beautiful can grow. So essentially all I'm saying is 2020 was a very shitty year in a lot of ways. But if you took the time out to take it and mold it and repurpose it to do something else with it for the greater good, I think you know, on today, December 31st, you can look back and be like, shit, if I could get through that, I could get through anything. You know what I'm saying? Because I really operated in chaos, at the height of chaos. And y'all could hear the wind in the background right now. It's very windy in St. Thomas, but it feels good. Some showers were passing through a little earlier. So once again, y'all are getting these natural soundscapes straight from the Virgin Islands. Being that FYI is the medium which I use to really share my work and create, I want to offer the olive branch out to people who would like to work together. I'm a very approachable guy. I'm very tangible. I might not be always accessible, but I'm tangible. You know what I'm saying? Once you get in contact with me, and once I feel your energy and I think that you're really, you know, you have cool energy, I'm always willing, you know. So, you know, if there's opportunity that you want to seek, if there is work that you would like to get done under brand management, you know, you need your brand to be improved. You would like to really start 2021 off the right way, you know, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Reach out to me. My email is flyingintellectual@gmail.com. You know, some beautiful things are going to be happening and are already happening and in the works, and God is the greatest, whether he was given the work or not, but he's definitely the greatest, at all times, in the good and in the bad. And, you know, I'm proud to say I worked my tail off. I always work my tail off, but 2020, the epitome of working your tail off during this tough stretch of 12 months, it should be applauded. So I want to continue to applaud you all. Applaud all of us. Let's all cheers to making it through. Cheers to 2021. I want to make sure that everybody is operating at their highest self and doing their best to operate at the highest self. Protect your energy, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that you are doing the necessary to have your peace of mind, because there's enough things out here pulling at us. There's enough things out here that's really set up to distract. So, you know, find your peace of mind, find your happiness, find your chi. Let your 2021, whether it's quote unquote, you know, smooth sailing or not, don't let that be an excuse for you not to go and tackle your dreams. Make sure your mindset is locked in. Make sure you are doing the necessary to operate and to go higher. Don't lull and mull on the things that you can't control. You know what I'm saying? That's like my ultimate challenge to all of us. You know, you're better and you're bigger than you could ever imagine. And you know, if you continue to imagine and you continue to keep that childlike creativity, you know, the world really is ours. We were born to create, no matter what you do. I don't care if you're an accountant. I don't care if you're a firefighter. It doesn't matter. We were all born to create. You just have to find your voice and your medium. And if you find that, I assure you, it's going to be a lot different when you look back on your life and when you really start tapping into to becoming the creator that you are. We can create. We have the power to create things from nothing. From nothing, absolute thin air. Flying Intellectual didn't exist before me, and I'm trying to build something sustainable for the generations to come, and that's power, and you have that same power within you. You feel me? So I'm not gonna hold y'all too long. Just, you know, today, I know everybody's about to celebrate in their own way. Celebrate, man. It's a good day. Every day is a good day once we're alive. Don't forget to check out the merch. www.flyyoungintellectual.com. Head over there and see what we got. We got some cozy merch. We got some new stuff coming for the new seasons. So tap in. Get familiar. It looks good. It feels good. It's Flying Intellectual. from your bro Kim. Love, peace, happy new year.